Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Badger Road Elementary School in North Pole will transition to a new name this summer. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District School Board voted Tuesday to rename the school Midnight Sun Elementary, but as KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the board nearly backed away from changing the Badger name, which links the school to a pedophile.
Badger Road was named after a man who admitted to raping a young girl in 1916. But besides being a confessed pedophile, Harry Badger was also a respected member of the early Fairbanks community. When Badger's history came to light last year, the school board started a process to change Badger Road Elementary School's name. What followed were emotional and contentious community meetings. Then a special committee sifted through almost 100 names to come up with three. But last night, just before a final vote, board member Sean Rice moved to delay the naming and even rescind the decision to change the name.
Just changing the name of the school right now is, you know, not really top priority. You know, looking for ways to be able to save the money and keep our teachers and keep our students in. That's kind of where I think our feeling should be.
Rice argued fiscal challenges made the name change estimated to cost $35,000 fiscally unadvised. But student representative Aaron Tanner countered, saying delay didn't promise a better opportunity.
Who's to say that we don't get like a lot more cuts next year and we don't have the funding to do anything with it?
When Rice's amendment came to a vote, it took board president Heidi Haas to break the tie.
I feel like I need to crawl under my table. No.
Board member Sharon McConnell then made an amendment to change the school's name to Midnight Sun. She said while she's an Alaska native, she worried the Athabasca name suggested for the school didn't come from the native community and wouldn't be treated with respect. Following discussion, the board narrowly voted for her amendment. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Fairbanks Marijuana Shop sold more than $1 million worth of product during their first 4 months of operation, based on the city's 5% tax on pot revenue. Marijuana sales generated just short of $54,000 in tax revenue for the city of Fairbanks from October 31st of last year to the end of February. Both Fairbanks marijuana retailers drastically scaled back their hours of operation around December 31st because of a marijuana shortage. Since additional cultivators entered the market, the marijuana retailers have been able to expand their hours of operation once more. Good Sense is open 7 days per week. Pacalolo Supply Company is open Wednesday through Saturday, but co-owner Keenan Hollister said the company is considering adding Tuesdays next week. Marijuana proprietors said that the limited supply of cannabis is keeping prices high, but that they expect prices to drop when supply catches up with the demand and when more retail shops enter the market. In recent weeks, concern has been growing among city council members about the number of marijuana facilities in Fairbanks. Councilman David Pruse is considering drafting an ordinance that would limit the number of marijuana licenses within a population density. Councilman Jerry Cleworth agreed the city needs to do something. He recalled the days when Second Avenue was lined with bars and it was problematic. After a finance committee meeting Wednesday, Cleworth estimated the city would collect between $180,000 and $200,000 in marijuana tax revenue this year. The Marijuana Control Board has not adopted regulations for on-site consumption of marijuana products. The Marijuana Control Board has not adopted regulations for on-site consumption of marijuana products. However, the city council has shown resistance to on-site consumption in past meetings. Multiple council members told marijuana business license applicants they would protest on-site consumption license applications. Proprietors of both local marijuana retail establishments expressed interest in on-site consumption. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.